This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The most reliable power horse of ISRO, PSLV C-60, successfully deployed two satellites in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch from its spaceport in Sriharikota last night. In the next maneuver, ISRO will activate 24 non-separating payloads under POEM-4 platform on board to carry out various science experiments on Earth gravity. The deployment of two satellites to demonstrate its capabilities at docking and undocking is a path-breaking step in demonstrating India's prowess in future human spaceflight and satellite servicing missions. In the next few days, the two satellites SDX-01 called Chaser and SDX-02 called Target will travel 20 kilometers, and then the rendezvous and docking process will begin when both satellites will come closer and dock together in space. PSLV C-60 SpadeX mission is the fourth PSLV Orbital Experimental Module POEM mission. A total of 24 payloads will be flown in this POEM-4 mission, of which 14 payloads are from ISRO or DOS centers and 10 payloads are from various non-government entities, NGEs, comprising academia and startups that have been received through InSpace. After the successful launch of SpadeX mission, the ISRO chairman Somnath, while addressing the press meet, said the rocket has placed the satellites in the right orbit and the process will continue to enable POEM operations. Congratulating the team, Chairman Somnath noted, "The very important part of the mission is POEM-4, which carries 14 payloads from ISRO DOS centers and 10 payloads from various non-government entities comprising academia and startups that have been received through InSpace." Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 6th pre-budget consultation with experts and representatives from the health and education sectors in connection with the upcoming Union Budget 2025-26 in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was attended by the Finance Secretary, Secretaries of the Department of Economic Affairs, Chief Economic Advisor of the Government and senior officials of the Ministry of Health and the Department of School Education. The Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 is expected to be presented in Parliament on 1st February next year. The government has rejected media reports stating that DigiYatra data will be used to crack down on tax evaders. The Civil Aviation Ministry has clarified that such reports concerning DigiYatra are based on unfounded and inaccurate claims. It added that there is no sharing of DigiYatra passenger data with Indian tax authorities. The ministry highlighted that the DigiYatra app follows the self-sovereign identity model, where personally identifiable information and travel credentials are stored exclusively on the user's device, not on any central repository. It further said that if a user uninstalls the DigiYatra app, the data is deleted entirely. Additionally, airport systems automatically purge passenger data within 24 hours of the flight's departure. The government has said that rabi crops have been sown across over 614 lakh hectare area so far. Ministry of Agriculture in a statement said that over 319 lakh hectare area coverage under wheat has been reported compared to 313 lakh hectare area during the corresponding period of last year. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare released the progress report on area coverage under rabi crops. Pulses were cultivated in more than 136 lakh hectares, while coarse cereals were sown across 48.55 lakh hectares. The area sown with oilseeds crossed over 96 lakh hectares. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold day and cold wave conditions in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad today. Cold wave conditions are also expected in West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Chandigarh today. Further, the IMD predicted dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours in isolated pockets of Odisha, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. The Met Department also predicted fall in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over central and East India during next 1 to 2 days. In Border Gavaskar Trophy cricket, Australia registered a 184-run victory over India on the 5th and final day of the 4th Test in Melbourne. With this loss, India has thin chances for reaching the World Test Championship final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.